This podcast discusses what can happen when man interferes with the natural order of ecosystems and food webs. In the early 1950s, about 90% of the population in North Borneo was infected by mosquitoes carrying malaria. So in 1955, the World Health Organization, also known as WHO, sprayed Dieldrin, a relative of DDT, over Borneo to remedy this situation. While extremely effective in controlling the spread of the disease, there was an unexpected chain of events that followed. First, the insecticide also killed flies, cockroaches, parasitic wasps, and other insects. The parasitic wasps were a predator to a species of caterpillar that ate the thatching materials from the roofs of the homes in the village. With no natural predators, the caterpillar population spiked and roofs started collapsing all over Borneo. Secondly, geckos and other lizards died from eating contaminated insects, and so did the cats that ate the lizards. Without the felines, rats overtook the area, and villagers were threatened by the risk of sylvatic and bubonic plagues carried by rats and their fleas. WHO then undertook Operation Cat Drop, where they actually parachuted cats into Borneo to take care of the rat problem. Ultimately, the situation ended well, and the malaria and rats were brought under control, but not without these unexpected surprises. One of the key concepts in environmental science is that all parts of the food web are connected. When we interrupt the web, unpredictable outcomes can occur. As a side note, northern Borneo is currently called Sabah and is located in eastern Malaysia. Section 4, Types and Treatment of Cancer. Types of cancer. Most cancers are identified based on the tissue from which they are derived. Carcinomas, for example, are from tissue that is involved in lining organs and body cavities and comprises the outer layer of skin known as epithelial tissue. Melanomas originate in the melanin pigment or color-secreting cells in the skin known as melanocytes. Sarcomas come from cells derived from embryonic connective tissue such as bone, muscle, and fat. Lymphomas come from lymphocytes, which are white blood cells and typically are involved in protecting the body from foreign non-self antigens. You may have noticed that all these cancer types end in the suffix -oma, which denotes the formation of tumors. We will also learn about leukemia, which is a type of cancer involving leukocytes, or white blood cells. And the suffix -emia tells us that it affects the blood. In the following sections, you will learn about several different categories of cancer. Take note of the special features that are unique to each category, because through this section, you will be asked to recall these features to help patients in case studies answer questions and interpret images that are presented. Carcinomas. Epithelial cells make up the skin and line the inside of hollow organs and body cavities and make up various tissues throughout the body. Figure 4-1 shows epithelial tissues, which are made up of epithelial cells. As you can see in this image, epithelial cells can be flat, squamous, cube-shaped, cuboidal, column-shaped, columnar, and even transition from plump and pear-shaped to more flattened cells, or transitional. Epithelial cells can also be simple, with one layer of cells stratified with multiple layers of cells, or pseudo-stratified, where it looks as if there are multiple layers, but really only one layer exists. Epithelial tissue is widely distributed, meaning that it is located in various locations throughout the body. Figure 4-1 does not show the skin. The skin is made up of epithelial tissue on its outermost layer, called the epidermis, and connective tissue in the layer deep to the epidermis beneath it, known as the dermis. The epidermis is the layer that you can touch when you apply lotion to your skin. The epithelial cells that you are touching are dead, but as you penetrate deeper into the layers of epithelial cells, you will reach living cells. In Figure 4-2, you can observe the skin. Within the epidermis, there are multiple layers of skin cells, and these layers are called strata, or singular stratum. Can you locate the stratum in Figure 4-2? The deepest layer of the epidermis, which sits just on top of the dermis, is known as the stratum basal. Cells making up the stratum basal are more cube or column shaped, whereas cells closer to the skin surface of the skin found in the stratum corneum appear flat. Since there are numerous places in the body where epithelial cells are found, carcinomas are further categorized based on their location in the body. Basal cell carcinomas and squamous cell carcinomas, for example, involve skin cells and are the first and second most common types of skin cancer, respectively. Refer to figure 4-2 to locate the stratum basal, which is the area where basal cell carcinomas originate. Squamous cell carcinomas come from the more superficial flat cells that are located closer to the surface of the skin. There are about 4 million cases of basal cell carcinoma in the U.S. each year, most of which are caused by exposure. The sun or other types of radiation. However, burns and even tattoos can stimulate the production of basal cell cancers as well. Other types of carcinomas include transitional cell carcinomas and adenocarcinomas. Refer back to figure 4-1 to see transitional epithelial cells. These cells transition from flattened cells to plump cells and are found in the urinary system, including the tubes that drain urine from the kidneys to the bladders, the ureters, the tube that drains urine from the bladder to the outside of the body, the urethra, and the urinary bladder itself, which stores urine until it's time to urinate. When the bladder fills with urine, the transitional epithelial cells flatten out, and then after urination, the cells become plump again. The pressure of the urine on the cells causes the transition in shape. Transitional cells cause this cells and the development of cancer. Section 1. An introduction to cells. Cells are the basic units of life. Although chicken eggs that people eat for breakfast are an example of large macroscopic cells that are visible to the naked eye, most cells are microscopic, meaning that a person cannot see them with their unaided eye. Instead, to view these microscopic cells, it is necessary to use a microscope. Some organisms, including bacteria and yeast, are unicellular, meaning they are made up of only one cell. Other organisms, such as mushrooms, plants, dogs, and humans, are multicellular, meaning they are made up of numerous cells. Although humans are quite different from bacteria or plants, and the differences are obvious, there are also similarities among the cells making up these organisms. For example, all cells have a plasma membrane and have gel-like cytoplasm inside. All cells contain and use genetic material known as DNA. There are also other similarities. In the following compare and contrast activity, we will look at the similarities as well as the differences that can be observed in animal, plant, and bacterial cells. You will notice the designation prokaryotic, prokaryote, or eukaryotic, eukaryote. Prokaryotic organisms include bacteria and archaea. Prokaryotic organisms do not contain membrane-bound organelles such as the nucleus or Golgi apparatus, and they are unicellular. Eukaryotic cells make up organisms such as animals and plants and do contain membrane-bound organelles. Most eukaryotic organisms are multicellular, although there are a few unicellular eukaryotic organisms such as yeast. In the following exercise, you will review the various organelles found in eukaryotic animal and plant cells, and we will further examine each organelle as we continue through this section. It is important to note that in this study, we will almost exclusively examine animal cells, and more specifically, human animal cells. Humans are animals, and therefore human cells contain most of the components that you observed in the picture of the animal cell shown in figure 1-1. The cells found in the human body share similarities but also have differences when compared to each other. Since multicellular organisms such as humans contain many cells, individual cells have become specialized or differentiated in their functions. For example, neurons carry signals from the brain to other parts of the body, while red blood cells carry oxygen to all the body cells. Differentiated cells have unique structures to support their functions. The neuron that signals has long projections that help with that job, and the red blood cell has a biconcave shape that allows it to fit through small capillaries. Despite this specialization of structure and function, all human cells include many of the same organelles and cellular components. They also perform many of the same functions, such as cellular respiration to produce ATP and protein synthesis. Additionally, all cells follow a cell cycle, and most carry out cellular division. In the following sections, we will examine cell structure and function. We will see how cells grow and divide, cell division, following the cell cycle. We will even look at how cells die. Once we have learned what a normal cell does and how it behaves, we will begin to explore what happens when cells become cancerous.